the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again.
This morning on Live Take 5, we have Doreen Loofborough, the Vice President of Travel Services for AAA Oregon. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're talking about the top travel trends for 2011 and looking forward to 2012. First off, what can you tell me about last year?
Well, you know, last year was a pretty strong travel year. The bottom line is we've had several years where people were into the staycation mode and they were thinking about staying close to home. Well, last year we saw a lot of people back out traveling further away, and 2012 is shaping up to be similar.
Are these people that are doing a lot of air travel, or are they also traveling by car?
You know, we see really all forms. 2011 was so strong, we saw people doing all forms of travel. The one trend for 2012 that has not changed is people looking for just best values.
So are people using the internet, or how are they scoping out these really good deals?
You know, people still use and continue to use the internet to do a tremendous amount of research. You can, as we all have realized, you can find just about anything on there. But the one thing we're discovering is it can be quickly overwhelming once you start researching online. And we have seen a tremendous number of people coming back to travel agencies where the travel agents who have all been there, done that, and can weed through the clutter of what you find online and get you the best deal, save you time, and more than likely save you money as well.
Well, and we hear about people sometimes getting scammed on different internet things. Is that something that you see as well?
Oh, yes. I mean, there's many reputable and fantastic websites out there. But as we all know, there's a lot of people looking to make a quick buck.
Coming up after the break, I'd like to talk to you about international destinations. And also, I guess there's a pretty big special event coming up this year, the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic. So we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. Live Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my Home Fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at HomeFed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Live Take 5 on News Talk 1110 KBND. This morning we have Doreen Loofborough. She's the Vice President of Travel Services for AAA Oregon. We've been talking about travel trends for last year and projecting forward to 2012. How about international travel?
Well, you know, one thing that happened this past year in London was the royal wedding, and it put London in the spotlight. And that is going to continue because the Summer Olympic Games are going to be in London this coming summer in 2012. It is going to be all over the news and the media. It always creates a lot of frenzy. People want to travel. I think it's a great destination. My recommendation to you, if you think you want to go to London, just wait till after the Olympics are over. You'll save a bundle and it'll be less crowded.
And let's talk about another special event, the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the HMS Titanic.
Yes, this April 15th, 2012 is the 100th anniversary. It's, you know, obviously marking a very sad event, and a lot of areas, both here in the east coast of Canada and also in Ireland and England, are celebrating and commemorating the event. Halifax, Nova Scotia, has a permanent Titanic exhibit, and they're actually adding a lot of events for this April and into the summer to mark the event.
And how about any trends that are more specific to Oregon or the Northwest?
You know, what we're finding is in the really the western region, the National Parks of the West has in the last year, and we expect 2012 to be the same, very popular. It includes, of course, Crater Lake National Park, but even places like Yellowstone, Yosemite, Grand Canyon. We're seeing very high numbers of visitors to those national parks, and they make great destinations. They're the destinations we went to when we were children, and now people are flocking back to them.
Well, Doreen Loofborough, Vice President of Travel Services for AAA Oregon, thanks for being our guest this morning on Live Take 5.
Thanks, Lori.
Live Take 5 is brought to you by News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.